From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Not so long ago, our sister organisation, the American Radio Relay League, or ARRL, ran a membership recruitment campaign, showing many facets of life which seemed somewhat heroic or different or esoteric. The linkage was to ham radio, with the motto, "We do that." During the week I was following the item on the ABC science programme Catalyst about future exploration of Mars. The presenter, Dr. Graham Phillips, explained that new technology was to be used to take measurements in space for the Mars programme. He then proceeded to introduce the audience to these revolutionary items. Now, radio amateurs have looked for ways to extend the range of communications, from antennas to amplifiers to different propagation modes and different transmission modes to moon bounce and artificial satellites. With the cost of launches often determining the amount of hardware that can be placed in orbit, research establishments and radio amateurs have been using small chocolate box-sized birds to do many experiments in Earth orbit. In fact, it has been a few years that these CubeSats have been launched, and many carry a radio amateur designator of AO. For me and many others, the CubeSat phenomenon is part of life, like smartphones. So when people ask, what is it that we do? Here's something to talk about. Have you heard about the mini-sats, the CubeSats that they use for space research? Well, we can do that. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.